This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
And Spencer Fenton gets it into Trevor. Back over to Spencer. Looking inside. Low post. Clark uses his body. Backs in. Great pass. Gustafson back door. Wide open layup. Good. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. Great, great play.
Tonight, it's the boys' C-15 district final from UNK as the Ravenna Blue Jays battle the Axtell Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Dangerous pass. Trying to get it to Quinn. It's stolen away. Stolen away by Sabor. Takes it all the way to the other end. Reverse layup. Good. Trevor Saborn. Steal and score. And it's 11-7. Ravenna back up by four.
Tonight's matchup could be a preview of next week's state final. Defending champion Ravenna is ranked number one, while Axtell sits at number two. Both teams are guaranteed a spot at state, but tonight's winner will go in as the top seed. It's the Blue Jays and the Wildcats coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from the UNK Health and Sports Center in Kearney, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Health and Sports Center on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the postseason. Tonight, it is the C-25 District High School Boys Basketball Championship game between the top two teams in the state of Nebraska in Class C-2, the top-ranked Blue Jays of Ravenna High School and the second-ranked Wildcats of Axtell. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad you're along with us and we're playing here at the beautiful UNK Health and Sports Center, which will definitely hold the crowd tonight. But I'll tell you what, if we were playing in a high school gymnasium, it'd be pretty tight getting everybody in. Both fans and almost everybody in both communities are here tonight. We're glad to be along with you to see what I think a lot of people would love to see you play out on a Saturday night 1 week from this Saturday in the C2 championship game. And if things go right tonight and throughout the state tournament, these two teams could meet again in the state championship, because it looks like whoever wins this should be the number one seed, and whoever loses will probably end up as either the number two or the number three seed in the state Class C2 tournament. But that is still a long way away. Both of these teams are guaranteed a spot in the tournament. That's not the case for all of the games going on tonight. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, the Minden Whippets are getting ready to take on Shadron. That's on 94.5 FM. And the Kearney High Boys are taking on Omaha Central tonight. That game is on ESPN 1460 AM. And, of course, all the games can be found on our website, kkpr.com. Just go to the Listen Live link and click on the high school game of your choice. Should be a great one tonight, and we'll be back to talk more about it right after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
There are plenty of high school basketball games in the area tonight. Also up at Kearney High, B5 is going on. Adams Central taking on Holdridge, then Lexington will take on McCook. Also, Hastings St. Cecilia taking on David City tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic against Columbus SCOTUS. as A, B, and C continues tonight. Then A, B, and D will finish up tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be up the road in Gibbon as the Loup City Red Raiders take on the Overton Eagles in the D15 District Championship game. But tonight it's Ravenna and Axtell. The Blue Jays come in at 22-2. Axtell comes in at 21-1. Should be a great ball game here this evening. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, and we'll do it after this 1 minute timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Doing it along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back here at the UNK Health and Sports Center, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off tonight, for the visiting Axtell Wildcats, number 14 is a 6-foot senior guard, Blake Farrenbrook. Number 20, 6-foot senior guard, Spencer Fecht. Number 22, a 6-foot-1 senior forward, is Trevor Fecht. Number 32, 6-foot-1 senior forward, is James Clark. And number 50, 6-foot-4-inch senior center, is Nick Robinson. All five seniors in the starting lineup for this Axtell Wildcat team that comes in with a record of 21-1, ranked second in the state of Nebraska, coached by Brent Heinrichs, assisted by Scott Wells and Andy Klepper. To get here, they defeated Elm Creek and Alma in their sub-district championship game. The only loss came in the holiday tournament by 3 to C1 seventh-ranked Minden. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 21 is a 5-foot-10-inch sophomore guard, Trevor Saborn. Number 25 is a 6-foot-1-inch sophomore guard, Tyson Anderson. Number 30, 6-foot-3-inch sophomore guard, Connor Baronic. Number 31, 6-foot-3-inch senior forward, Riley Baronic. And number 41, 6-foot senior forward, Brett Douglas. Head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Shermer, Randy Bassnett, and Brian Duncan. Ravenna is 22-2 on this season, ranked number one in Class C2. Their only losses coming to Class B, state-rated Adams Central, and they split with them this year, and C1, top 10, Grand Island Central Catholic. To make it here to the district final, they were able to hold off Gibbon and then down Blue Hill in overtime. Needless to say, Ravenna had two much tougher games to get here. At least they made them tougher if they were not tough enough on paper than the Axtell Wildcats did. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, offering access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank high standards of quality are met. You take a look at the statistics, a few of them out there. Connor Baronic and Trevor Saborn, the two leading scorer for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Only 4 points difference between those two on the points they score. And for the Axtell Wildcats, Nick Robinson and Spencer Fecht are right there at 12 points per ball game to lead the way. And Robinson leads them with 7 rebounds per ball game. Trevor Fecht's right in there at 6 rebounds per basketball game. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, you've got a good rebounder there. Connor Baronic has pulled down quite a few, 160. Brett Douglas, 146. And for this Ravenna team and this Axtell team, not all the numbers tell the truth, because both teams are banged up in December and have slowly healed themselves up and should be ready to get ready for tonight's high school basketball contest. We will take a break and be back with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfields Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Cat's Corner in Extel wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Extel. Good luck, Wildcats!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school athletics throughout the season. And it should be a great one tonight as number one Ravenna takes on number two Axtell in the boys C25 district championship game. Class C play tonight, Class D tomorrow, A and B going both nights. And then the girls state high school tournament gets underway on Thursday. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. See Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The Blue Jays and the Wildcats tip it off right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Axtell.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And we are ready to get things underway. Dan Yancey and crew officiating tonight's basketball game, and the opening tip will be taken by the home team, the Ravenna Blue Jays, and expect to see man-to-man both ways all night long. And I kind of expect to see a defensive ball game. I think you get to 50 tonight, you're going to win this basketball game. We'll see if that's the case. Ravenna being patient here in their first possession, working off 20 seconds around the perimeter. They go into the hands of Saborn. He'll drive into the paint, look for some room, throws it behind Riley Baronic, but Riley able to haul that one in, guarded there by Spencer Feck. Back out top, they'll go into the hands of Cremosa. He'll drive in. The ball's going to be kicked out on the wing. And up top, they'll go to Saborn. Klosterman actually getting the start here tonight. Coach Baronic telling us that Brett Douglas, who's also in there, would get the start, but it looks like he's not started Tyson Anderson tonight, as he had told us earlier. So it'll be back over, and we've used a minute here in the first quarter, and Blue Jays have not taken a shot. Could be the longest they've won all year. Driving in, kicking it out to Douglas. Finally, they get it off to Klosterman. He'll drive right side off the glass and score. A minute, 7 seconds into the ball game, and John Klosterman scores. It is on the first possession of the ball game, and 2-0 in favor of Ravenna. They'll put on that zone trap full court. No problem here to break it the first time around for Axtell. Axtell, a little bit more physical team. Ravenna, although they're not physical, they might be a little bit taller outside of the center. Robinson for Axtell. Three-pointer blocked out front. Connor Baronic got a hand on it as they fight for the loose ball. It looks like it's going to be out of bounds. And a foul going to be called. Foul will be called on Blake Fahrenbrook as Connor Baronic blocked the three-point attempt. Axtell not afraid to shoot the threes, but they've also struggled from time to time. And if they have to resort to that tonight, they may be in a little bit of trouble. So here comes Ravenna breaking the press, trying to go all the way down. Klosterman, it's knocked away from behind. And a turnover here by the Blue Jays. Wanting to run is Speck. Up ahead they go. Pull-up jumper left wing from 16, and it's down and good by Fahrenbrook. And we are tied at two apiece. Ravenna wastes no time getting the ball off the floor with Saborn. He's already to the right side of the key. Doesn't take the shot. Swings it left corner to Riley Baronic. Couple of dribbles and back out top. They'll go to Klosterman. Klosterman holds the ball. Left side, Brett Douglas. Brett, couple of dribbles. And they'll get it inside, looking for the turnaround jumper. Douglas, and he rolls it off the rim from short range. No good. The rebound is brought down by James Clark. And quickly to the other end for the layup. It's up and in on the outlet pass to Trevor Fecht. And Axtell has taken the lead at 4-2 for the first time. Axtell, this group of kids has never beaten Ravenna. They want to change that here tonight. As the ball comes into the hands, up top to Riley Baronic, almost an over and back as he had to chase it down. Axtell, some very good defense here in the first 2.5 minutes of this basketball game. Driving in with the scoop shot, Klosterman got a little arm in the back, shot no good. Rebound will be brought down up front by Robinson. 4-2, Axtell, we're nearly 3 minutes in. Backing in Fecht, he'll come with a spin move, and it sets on the rim, won't go. Connor Baronic will come in and pull down the first rebound of the game for Ravenna, and the sophomore will push it up left side. Stutter dribble one-on-one, almost picked away by Fahrenbrook. Back up top, Klosterman. Three sophomores start for Ravenna, five seniors for Axtell, and these seniors have played a lot of ball. Three-pointer left wing is up and in by Trevor Saborin. And Ravenna is back on top, highest score of 5-4, the first three-pointer of the night for the Blue Jays. Good job working the sidelines here and breaking the press for Axtell and taking it right to the rack for the layup is James Clark. We'll see how long Ravenna stays in the press. Axtell has handled it early. 6'5 Wildcats, and Douglas takes it into the front court. Right to left for Ravenna, left to right for Axtell. As you view it along your radio dial, Axtell setting to our left, driving baseline. It looks like a hand check foul going to be called here on Axtell as Baronic tried to bring it to the baseline. The foul is going to be called on Blake Fahrenbrook, and he has the first two fouls of the game. So he'll come out, and Bryce Runge will check in for Axtell. And for Ravenna, here comes Tyson Anderson. And Sean Payne comes in as well. Sean bringing a little bit of height, that 6'4 senior. Hands it off to Connor Baronic, comes into the paint, double-teamed, and he walks. Usually you see Connor pull up and try and take the shot, but that time he got tied up and traveled with the basketball. Second turnover for Ravenna. 6'5 Axtell, 4'10 to go here in the first quarter. A play and an unforced error in the backcourt. The ball passed behind Runge and out of bounds. Axtell with their first turnover. And back over it comes to the Blue Jays. So a break there for Ravenna, and they'll get the ball underneath their own hoop. Connor Baronic looking. He's a little more in the corner. Still looking. Bounces it inside. In the paint, Anderson. He's double-teamed. Back out to Connor. Back to Anderson. Fakes the three. Ravenna seems a little timid right now to pull the trigger on an open shot. Klosterman out front with it. Gives it off right side to Saborin. Saborin, right wing. Puts it on the floor, into the paint. Pull-up jumper from 9. Got it. And that's the kind of shot we're used to seeing from the Blue Jays. And Saborin knocks it down 7-6 in a back-and-forth first 4 minutes here in the first quarter of play of our C25 Boys District Final. Again, Axtell breaks the press. Fecht gets it to Clark. Clark throws it underneath. And we've got the ball going out of bounds off the hands of the Wildcats. Into the ball game, Weston Gustafson for Axtell. And for the Ravenna Blue Jays, Riley Baronic will come right back into the ball game. Gustafson is a terror inside. This kid can jump out of the gym. Look for him on the offensive glass if Axtell needs him. Connor Baronic up top. He is being guarded by Spencer Fecht tonight. Sean Payne takes it to the top of the circle and swings it left side of the key to Riley Baronic. Ravenna a lot slower running their offense right now than we're used to seeing, and Axtell a credit with their great defense. On the low post, they'll get it into Payne. Spin move, one-hand jump hook, rolls in and out, no good. And Clark will pull down the second rebound here for Axtell. Up the floor with it. Here comes the big fellow, Runge. Pulls up the lane from 11 off the iron and through. Bryce Runge got the beautiful hop off the heel, and it's 8-7 Axtell. Anderson quickly up the floor, gets into the paint. 360, keeps the pivot foot, can't get a shot. And swings it back out, Baronic, who quickly gives it back to him in the left-hand corner. Up top, they'll go Saborn. Saborn, right elbow, pulls up from 15, knocks it down. Trevor Saborn with 7 of the first 9 points here for Ravenna. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Ravenna 9, Axtell 8. Ravenna just not stopping them with the press right now as Clark brings it in. Nice dish off Gustafson and another layup. 5 different players have scored for Axtell, and they lead it 10-9. And 3 direct layups off just trashing that press right here from Ravenna. Riley Veronica, long 3. It's off the iron, no good. And the rebound cannot be gathered in. It's going to be off of Sean Payne and belong to Axtell. Brett Douglas and John Klosterman return to the lineup. Just want a little bit of clerical work. Klosterman was scheduled to start. I wrote down Tyson Anderson. So Klosterman was scheduled to start and did start all along. Inbounds pass comes to the Wildcats. They have a little trouble with the inbound. You heard the fans wanted to travel, didn't get it. Clark up to Runge. Runge in traffic. Wild shot. It's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down to the corner by Trevor Fecht. And the ball tapped out of bounds. So it'll stay with Axtell. And back into the ball game will be Nick Robinson. So Robinson and Gustafson both on the floor right now for Axtell. And Trevor Fecht will sit down. Saborn comes in for Payne. Axtell, a big lineup. And the Blue Jays now pretty guard-oriented lineup with that original 5 starters out there outside Anderson swinging in. Get it into the paint to Clark. Clark puts it up. He's going to get fouled in there on the arm by Tyson Anderson. That'll be the first foul of the game called on Ravenna, and it'll be the first free throws of the game coming up for James Clark. On the season, Clark averages just about 5.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. Here's the free throw attempt on the way by Clark, and it's going to rattle in. You're listening to the C25 Boys District Championship on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And the second free throw also good. So Clark hits them both, and Axtell now leads it by 3 at 12-9. Bring the ball up the floor and looking for Connor Veronica. Klosterman will go off that screen, bounce pass right wing, get it into the hands there of Saborn. Little given switch. Back out Klosterman, takes it into the paint, and we've got a foul called inside. Looks like Gustafson rode the hip a little too long, and we're going to get 2 free throws. The foul on Weston Gustafson will be his first. That'll be the 3rd team foul. And at the line to shoot 2 will be John Klosterman. Klosterman has 2 points. The other 7 right now belong to Trevor Saborn for the Blue Jays. Chance to cut it to 1 if he can hit them both. And the first one is up and in. Well, so far, the teams don't seem to be affected by the UNK larger gymnasium and the open back. Get used to it when you go to the state tournament. If you get out of that high school the first day, then you're on to Pershing and hopefully the Devaney Center. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Klosterman hits them both. 12-11 Axtell, 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. And again, nearly an unforced error there by Axtell. They barely got the ball in. Long pass to Gustafson. He'll give it to Robinson at the high post, and he shuffled the feet. Travel going to be called there on the Wildcats. Axtell with their 3rd turnover here in the basketball game. So the Blue Jays will bring the ball up the floor and a chance to take the lead back here as Trevor Saborn brings it across the timeline. Right side, Klosterman puts the ball on the floor to the baseline. Cut off there by Fecht. And Spencer will make him kick it back up. Remember, Blake Fahrenbrook on the bench with 2 early fouls here for Axtell. Douglas out top. Robinson went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Brett drives. Now turns and kicks it back out. Saborn. And as he drives into the paint, they wave it off for a walk. Little shuffle step in there, and that's the 3rd turnover on Ravenna. 1:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. 12-11 Axtell. Connor Veronica re-enters the ball game here for the Blue Jays. 1:10 to go, first quarter. It's been close the whole way. Lazy pass over here to Fecht. He grabs it and heads up the floor, throws it into Robinson, who walked with the basketball. He thought he was going to be able to lean on Sean Payne, and Sean just kind of backed out of the way, and he ended up losing his balance. Axtell with their 4th turnover here in the first quarter. 1 minute left here in the opening stanza. Doug Duda with you here from the beautiful UNK Health and Sports Center. I want to thank Rich Broderson and all the folks here for their hospitality. Ravenna had the back cut set up, but Saborn didn't make the pass that time. Up top with it, Klosterman. He'll drive right elbow on Robinson, kick it into the corner to Anderson. Back up top, Saborn. Saborn holds 40 seconds. Couple of dribbles, now crosses over to the left side. Back out top, Sean Payne. Lane's open. Sean drives, kicks it out of the wing. Klosterman for 3. Good. John Klosterman with a second three-pointer of the quarter here for Ravenna. They're back on top. Treff in the backcourt, and the ball's going to be thrown away. Sean Payne will pick up the loose ball, kick it wing. Anderson for three. Boom. And those are the killers, and Coach Brent Heinrichs knows it. You could tell the look on his face. Still 14 seconds and another turnover here for Axtell. And that's how quickly things can turn. This is what Coach Heinrichs did not want to see. All of a sudden, you go from up three to down five, and Ravenna's got the ball with 12 seconds. 17-12 Blue Jays. They get it to the right wing. Into the hands of Saborn. Pick and roll not there. Out to Connor Baronic with five, with four. Looking for a pick. Throws back door and stole it away. Axtell will heave it up from three-quarters court. And it's off the glass. No good. So good defense on that last series by Axtell. But back-to-back threes by Klosterman and Anderson have turned this first quarter score around. It's the Ravenna Blue Jays, 17. And the Axtell Wildcats, 12. We're back in a minute on KKPR.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the UNK Health and Sports Center. After one, it is a five-point lead for the Ravenna Blue Jays. They lead it 17-12. And Axtell will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Fire a three up and nail it. Bryce Runge with the first three-pointer attempted in this ball game. They had one that was blocked earlier. At the end of one, Kearney High leading 10-7 over Omaha Central on ESPN 1460. We'll also have an update on the Minden game for you in just a minute. They're tied at 7. Shadron and Minden, 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. That is currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Ball comes into the hands of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Douglas is trapped in the paint. That's got to be close to 3 seconds. He gets rid of it to Anderson, who comes right back into the paint. His leaner good. Tyson Anderson with 5 points, and it is 19-15. Ravenna by four. Axtell throws over the top of the press again. They got a backdoor layup. Gustafson, he'll score. Weston Gustafson makes it 19-17. Outlet pass over Sean Payne's head, and Axtell will get the ball back. Turnover, Ravenna. Here's the numbers we had through the first quarter. Turnovers, Axtell 6, Ravenna 4. Rebounds, Axtell 4, Ravenna 1. Axtell did not attempt a 3 in the first quarter. Ravenna was 3 of 4. Both teams were 2 of 2 at the line. Always great to be next to the coaches and hear what they've got to say. Brent Heinrichs says, who's got Connor Baronic? And it's Axtell ball. Farrenbrook, coast to coast, tries to make a bounce pass off a leg, and it goes to Robinson, who scores, and we're tied. Nate Robinson with his first bucket of the ball game. We are all tied up at 19. Good balanced scoring on both sides. Just a few more players have scored for Axtell than have scored here for Ravenna. Ravenna has 3 players, Klosterman and Saborn with 7, Tyson Anderson with 5. And Robinson tips the pass and steals it away. Ravenna, another turnover. Now Connor Baronic tries to get it back. He got a hand on it but couldn't save it. He threw it into the Axtell Wildcats. So Axtell will keep the basketball. Beck will get it down to Gustafson. Gustafson backs it on Payne, and they're going to call him for a travel. Turnover number 7 for Axtell. For Axtell, they are currently led by Runge with 5 points, 4 for Clark and Gustafson. Here's Connor Baronic, open 3, and he'll be short on that one. He hasn't scored yet. Rebound, Sean Payne. Payne back up top, 3-pointer, Saborn in and out, no good. And this time the defensive rebound yanked down by Weston Gustafson. His first of the ball game up ahead, Farrenbrook. Farrenbrook quickly to the left-hand corner, bouncing off a couple Blue Jays, still dribbling. Underneath for the layup, Robinson, and he is fouled. Boy, mesmerized with the Blue Jays trying to watch Blake Fahrenbrook bounce off most of the team with that dribbling exhibition, and then he flipped it to Robinson, who laid it up and scored. And Axtell has went on a little 9-2 run here to take the lead back. The foul will be called on Sean Payne, his first. Not a lot of problems in the foul department. 3 so far on Axtell, 2 on Ravenna. Chance to complete the three-point play here for Robinson, and it's on the way and in. So Nick now with all 5 of his points here in quarter number 2. 22-19, 5:45 to go here in the first half of play. Saborn dribbling exhibition, trying to get it on Fahrenbrook, and Fahrenbrook just swatted it away. Up the floor he comes. Blake trying to go coast-to-coast to Robinson. Up in, and he is shoved to the ground. A foul and a chance for a three-point play. And a timeout will be called by Ravenna. Axtell is on a 12-2 run. And with 5:33 to go in the first half, the Wildcats 24 and the Blue Jays 19. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
And welcome back to the Health and Sports Center. Nick Robinson puts the free throw up and in to complete the three-point play, and it is 25-19 in favor of the Axtell Wildcats. They are on a 13-2 run in just 2.5 minutes here. Baronic gets on the low post. He's going to take the leaner. He's too deep, and he hits the bottom of the board. It's brought down there that time by Spencer Fecht. Outlet pass for another short jumper that won't go this time. Offensive rebound kicked out for the three. Fahrenbrook buries it, and Axtell is on a roll. Fahrenbrook hits the three, and it is a scoring explosion for the Axtell Wildcats in a short amount of time. And now Ravenna turns it over, bouncing it off their own leg in the front court. And here comes the second team. Coach Paul Baronic's going to have a talking to with his starters. And with the second team, it is Spencer Cremosta, along with Ethan Zorb, Lucas Wilkie, and Mark Cremosta. The only player that's going to stay on the floor is going to be Trevor Saborin. Axtell up by 9. 4:50 to go. These teams met in last year's state semifinals. Ravenna won it by 8. And went on to win the state championship, the first meeting since then. And here comes Fecht down the right baseline. He'll put it up, missed his shot, trying for his own rebound, and it's ripped away by Ethan Zorb off the miss of Spencer Fecht. Up the floor come the Blue Jays, but can they score with the crew they have out there? Over to Cremosta, open three. It's up, it's in. The answer is yes. Spencer Cremosta knocks down the wide open three, and timeout going to be called here by Coach Heinrichs. Brent Heinrichs says, I do not want to give them any chances at coming back here before halftime. 4:22 to go in the first half of play. It's Axtell 28, Ravenna 22. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Sports Center, Doug Duda with you here with 4:17 to go in the first half. The ball stolen away from Axtell, coming all the way to the other end. One-on-one is Wilkie. He has to kick it off. They get it into Cremosta. Now they'll kick it out to Saborn, try and set it up. Wilkie probably made the right decision. He was one-on-two when he got into the paint. Cremosta into Saborn on the low post. Turnaround jumper. It's going to stick on the heel. No good. Good shot, just didn't go. The rebound brought down by Trevor Feck. Axtell runs again, floating to the iron. The little runner's up, no good. A collision on the baseline. The ball ends up in the hands of the Axtell Wildcats. And Ravenna will have to D up again. Robinson on the low block, trying to back in. Turnaround jumper, he's off balance. It won't go. And the rebound is brought down to the backcourt by Saborn, and he is going to be fouled. Ravenna fans thought there should have been a foul the last time. This time they do get the call. The foul is going to be on Beck. Trevor with his first personal foul of the ball game. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have a look at the first half stats, update the scores from Minden Shadron and Kearney High, Omaha Central. Minden and Shadron were 7-7 at the end of one. Kearney High was up 3 at the end of one. Here's a cut inside for a layup to Ethan Zorb. And this is what makes Ravenna so dangerous. More than five, but they break the press at the other end. Robinson floats in, big contact, throws it off the glass and scores. And Coach Paul Baronic thought there should have been a walk. 30-24, Axtell by 6. Great environment for a high school basketball game as Anderson up top to Zorb, swings it to Wilkie right wing. Up top they'll go to Mark Cremosta. Coach Paul Baronic pulled most of his starters here about a minute and a half ago. Great crowd on hand tonight. And they're seeing a good first half, 30-24. As Saborn tries right baseline, he's cut off there by Farrenbrook. And again, outside of Cremosta and maybe Saborn, they really don't have shooters out there. Skip pass left wing to Wilkie. Wilkie decides to take Robinson to the hole. Got him in the air, drew the foul. He'll shoot two. It doesn't matter what team you're on when you play in a game like this, whether it's a conference title, a district title, a state title. That usually means your top five are pretty even. But that seventh, that eighth, that ninth guy that can come up and give you some key minutes. And Nick Robinson with the foul will send his man, Lucas Wilkie, to the line, who will put the free throw up and in. Robinson's had a great second quarter. He scored 10 points. 10 of the 18 points have come from Nick Robinson. Runge comes in now, and the second free throw for Wilkie, who just picked up his first point of the ball game, and his second one is going to go in. 30-26, Axtell, 2.5 to go. Quarter number two here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Ravenna. Runge up the floor, draws the double team, now goes to the baseline, thinks he's got a man, has to swing it out there, the ball's loose and out of bounds. James Clark got trapped, thought he saw a teammate, and out of bounds it went. Third turnover in the quarter for Axtell. I've got Ravenna for 5 turnovers in this quarter. And here come the starters back into the ball game for Ravenna. And the Blue Jay fans give the second team a standing ovation because they actually cut into the lead. 2:15 to go here in the first half. Axtell 30, Ravenna 26. And up the floor with it comes Klosterman to Connor Baronic on the left wing. Connor kicks it back up top, reverse it right side. Off a couple of picks up top, Anderson. Anderson stops at the high post to Baronic. Axtell has it very well scouted. Very good defense. Very good switch. Klosterman's going to fire up a 12-footer off the mark. Rebound brought down by Axtell's Bryce Grungy. And he is going to be tied up by Tyson Anderson. The arrow will point the way of Ravenna with a minute 53 to go here before half. 30-26 Axtell. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. They close the first quarter with a flurry. Can they do the second quarter, or will Axtell be able to hold on to that lead or maybe extend it before half? Douglas, one-on-one, takes Robinson to the hole, got him in the air. Nick blocked the shot, but he was out of bounds when he came down. Good defensive play there by Nick Robinson as he gets the first block shot of the ball game for the Wildcats. Riley Baronic comes in. Tyson Anderson will check out here. Each team with 9 turnovers here in the first half. It's pretty even. Each team has hit a couple of threes. Ravenna's hit 4, 2 for Axtell. 30-26 Wildcats. Riley Baronic well out on the left side of the key. Looks for the cutter, Connor Baronic, but there was too much congestion in the lane. He actually lost his defender, but Axtell had the defense packed in the paint. Left-hand corner, Sean Payne. Back out of the wing, they'll give it to Klosterman. Klosterman to the left baseline, hands it with James Clark. Still reverses into the paint. They'll kick it out of there. Connor Baronic now right side. Gives it off and takes it back from Sean Payne. Looking for the screen, gets the screen. Connor has some room. Give and go to Sean Payne. Layup good. That's good talking there between Connor Baronic and Sean Payne, and it's a 2-point ball game with 1 minute to go before halftime. 30-28 Axtell. They'll take their time to get it across the timeline. And let's see if Coach Brent Heinrichs might want to milk the final minute. It doesn't look like it. He hasn't called for a play yet. Clark to the top of the circle. Reverses it over to Gustafson. Right elbow. Lobs it inside Robinson. Fade away over Douglas. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Brett Douglas. And a chance for Ravenna to tie or take the lead. They want to run. And a foul going to be called as they pick up the pace on Axtell. Neither team in the bonus yet. And the foul here is going to be called on number 30, Weston Gustafson. His second. That is the sixth team foul. Farrenbrook and Gustafson each have two. And Ravenna will have the ball in the front court with 38 seconds to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. And they'll throw it out top here to Trevor Saborn. Saborn left-hand dribble. Looks to get Connor open off the double screen, but Spencer Fex right there on him. Up top to Sean Payne. Swing it right side to Anderson. Tyson off the pick. Floats down the lane. Left-hander. Won't go. Payne rebound. Who might have been fouled. And the rebound brought down by Robinson. And Axtell wants to play for one. 18 seconds to go. Runge across the timeline. Gives it off to Spencer Feck. Feck will dribble slowly between the circles. We're down to 10 seconds to go in the half. Connor Baronic is on Spencer Feck. Going to make him pick his dribble up. Needs some help. They're at midcourt with 5 seconds. 4 seconds. A push off Clark. Clark back out top. Runge, a fall away three off the iron. No good. Good defense by the Blue Devils. Or excuse me, by the Blue Jays. And we've had a heck of a first half of play here. The boys C25 District Championship game. Your score, the Axtell Wildcats 30 and the Ravenna Blue Jays 28. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in 1 minute.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
And along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda from the UNK Health and Sports Center. We're at the half. It is Axtell 30 and Ravenna 28. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We'll have all the stats coming up. We'll update you with the scores from Shadron and Minden, as well as the Kearney High score against Omaha Central in just a moment. But don't forget that tomorrow night we've got more basketball here with the D15 District Championship game from Gibbon High School, as the Overton Eagles, ranked second in the state in D1, take on 10th-ranked Lute City. Our pregame at 6:50, tip-off at 7 o'clock, comes your way tomorrow night from Gibbon High School. Also, don't forget that we have got the girls state high school basketball tournament coming your way Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All 6 championship games Saturday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. On Thursday, our ESPN games will include the first game of the day at 9 a.m. when the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils take on Humphrey. And then at 2 o'clock, Silver Lake will take on Brady. And at 3:45, it will be Kearney High taking on Lincoln Southwest. Thursday here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Catholic will take on Lincoln Christian, and that game is at 3:45. The semifinals Friday for Kearney Catholic would be at 10:45, and for Kearney High would be at 7 o'clock. We will be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on KKPR.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck Whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our unofficial numbers here of the first half of basketball. In fact, if we're really nice, we should just go ahead and take a look at the official numbers provided to us here by the staff at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. First of all, for Ravenna, these are the numbers they are having for you. John Klosterman has picked up 7 points in this basketball game. Trevor Saborn, 7 points in the basketball game and 1 rebound. Connor Veronica has not scored. He has 2 rebounds. Slide down to Brett Douglas. He has 1 rebound. Spencer Cremosta has picked up 3 points in the basketball game. Tyson Anderson has 5 points. Ethan Zorb, 2 points and a rebound. Lucas Wilkie, 2 points and a rebound. Sean Payne, 2 points and a rebound. 28 points in the first half, 11 total rebounds here for Ravenna. Other numbers to take a look at from the free throw department, they are a perfect 4-for-4 so far. Three-pointers, 4 of 7 of the ball game. They are 10 of 22 from the field for 45.5% in the first half. And also turnovers in the first half, Ravenna has a total of 9. Foul situation, nobody has more than 1 for Ravenna. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for Axtell right after this timeout.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of this basketball game for the Axtell Wildcats as they lead it here at the half by a score of 30-28. Blake Farrenbrook has 5 points. Spencer Fecht, 1 rebound. Trevor Fecht, 2 points, 2 rebounds. James Clark, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Nick Robinson leads the way, 10 points all in the second quarter. He had 3 rebounds. Weston Gustafson, 4 points, 1 rebound. And Bryce Runge has 5 points. 12 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, 30 points at the half, 10 rebounds here for Axtell. They are 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from three-point land, 12 of 21 from the field. They are shooting 57%. A lot of layups in this basketball game, and a couple of threes have made it easy here for Axtell. Foul situation, 2 on Blake Farrenbrook and 2 on Weston Gustafson. So at the half, Axtell leads it by a score of 30-28, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Cat's Corner in Extel wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Extel. Good luck, Wildcats!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Other scores at the half. It is Omaha Central 26, Kearney High 20. That game currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460 AM. And at the half, it is Shadron 19, Minden 12. That game was tied at 7 at the end of the first quarter. So a low-scoring one there. Elliot Elias and the Division I recruit to Minnesota has 14 of those 19 points. The Minden-Shadron game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also tonight, Burwell is leading Hardington Cedar Catholic at the half, 33-18. Burwell with the lead. That's another top 10 matchup in Class C2 this evening. It's expected that the loser of that game and the loser of this game will get the wild cards to state next week. Axtell 30, Ravenna 28 at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next on KKPR.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer Grant Sparks. A great first half. Let's see what we get in the second half as it is Axtell 30 and Ravenna 28. Axtell will get the ball to start the third quarter. And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Glad to be with you, Doug Duda, here at the UNK Health and Sports Center. And I mean, it is a great crowd here tonight. Axtell gets the ball immediately into Spencer Fecht, who's trapped across midcourt. The ball's tipped and stolen away. And out of bounds off Axtell. Connor Baronic forcing the turnover. That'll be Axtell's 10th of the basketball game. Not the way the Wildcats wanted to start. Axtell only scored 2 points over the last 5:06 of the first half. They came out and scored 16 points in 2.5 minutes, and then just 2 points the rest of the way in the second quarter. Ravenna subbed in most of their second team, and they did a valiant job. Now here's Klosterman in the lane. Jumper from 7 up and in, and we're tied as John Klosterman gets his first bucket since the first quarter. He's got 9, and the full court pressure is on. Axtell was eating that up early in this basketball game and got a lot of layups. Looks like right now they're a little more patient. And across the timeline, Fahrenbrick behind the back, got away from Baronic underneath. He's got it to Fecht, who lays it up and in. Trevor Fecht with his second bucket of the ball game. And Axtell retakes the lead, 32-30. First minute of the second half, and Saborn into the front court with it here. It looks like the same starting five for the Blue Jays and for the Wildcats. Connor Baronic drives in. He tries to kick it into the corner. Standing in front is going to be Spencer Fecht, and he's going to come out of there with the steal. And up the floor comes Axtell. They've got a 5-on-3, pull-up for a 3. Fahrenbrook buries it. Blake Fahrenbrook with his second three-pointer of the basketball game. And that'll make it a 3 at the other end. On the way, no good by Riley Baronic. And the offensive rebound is put back up and in. And it is going to be good. Connor Baronic on the offensive putback. He gets his first rebound of the basketball game. He's trying to make it a 3-point play. Tied 35-32. And Connor Baronic at the line now trying to cut it to 2. It's 35-32, and the free throw no good. Robinson had the ball, got his arm hit. The ball is loose, and it's picked back up by Axtell. Here they come the other way, 2-on-2. Fahrenbrook pulls up for 3 more. That one is going to be short. And the ball is loose in the corner and saved beautifully by Fahrenbrook. He throws it off the leg of Tyson Anderson. 35-32, Axtell leading Ravenna by 3. And Axtell to throw it up top to Spencer Fecht, to Blake Fahrenbrook. Fahrenbrook on the right elbow to Robinson. Looking for a cutter. Now they'll go low post. Turnaround jumper Clark spins off the glass. No good. Ball loose in the lane. And Sean Payne comes out of there with it now for Ravenna. Outlet pass into the front court. Anderson back to the trailer. Connor Baronic. Reverse it right side to Klosterman. Klosterman on the back cut. They get it to Connor Baronic. Couldn't get a very good shot up. It's missed. It's an offensive rebound by Tyson Anderson. And another opportunity here for the Blue Jays. Definitely an up-tempo game. It's been a fun one so far. And I think I've said that quite a bit already. And we still have 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Axtell's up 35-32. Tyson Anderson up top to Sean Payne. They can sag off him. He won't shoot the three. He tries an entry pass. That's going to be tipped out of bounds by Axtell. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, and Ravenna. And the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Axtell on their own baseline. Throw it into the corner to Anderson. Brings it into the paint. One-hand jumper, left hand, no good. And the rebound brought down by Trevor Fecht. Fecht will give it off to Farrenbrook across the timeline. Almost lost it off a foot. Now to the baseline to Clark. Clark double-teamed. And his pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. So it will stay here with Axtell, leading it by three, 35-32, with 5:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. Up top, a travel on Spencer Fecht. Yeah, he tried to get going a little quick. Brent Heinrich said, how about both sides? And a walk call there. I think Brent Heinrich is just trying to get the call at the other end because that was definitely a shuffle of the feet that time by Spencer Fecht. 35-32, Axtell leads it by three. In the front court, Trevor Saborin swings it over to the right side. Gets it to Klosterman. Klosterman to the baseline. Stops in the corner. Now needs some help. Still needs some help. Finally, Connor Baronic rushes over to take the pass, and they'll reset. Off the pick, Klosterman to the high post. Stops. Looks for a back cut to Connor Baronic. Nothing there. Stepping in from behind. James Clark ties him up. Arrow points the way of Ravenna, so they'll keep the ball, but a nice defensive play by James Clark. And coming in, Riley Baronic and Brett Douglas now for Coach Paul Baronic. Ravenna, 22-2, ranked number one. Axtell, 21-1, ranked number two in Class C2. And the Blue Jays will throw it into the high post. Nice back cut. They'll get it inside. The foul on Robinson. The layup will roll off the rim for Trevor Saborn. That's a good set play that you'll run in practice every day. Took it out from the side. Brett Douglas took it on the high post and just went with a little backdoor bounce pass. And the foul on Robinson will be his second. So three players now with two fouls for Axtell. As the free throw is on the way, and it's right through there for Trevor Saborn. 8 points for Trevor. Klosterman and Saborn each had 7 points in the first quarter, did not score in the second quarter. Bryce Runge's in there, Spencer Fecht, James Clark, Farrenbrook, and Weston Gustafson out there for Axtell. Sean Payne, Connor Baronic, your free throw shooter, Trevor Saborn, Riley Baronic, and Brett Douglas for Ravenna. Second free throw is in and out, no good, and the rebound is pulled down off the tip by James Clark. Into the front court, Gustafson, right side, he'll get it to Runge. Runge back up top to Spencer Fecht. Right wing, Runge going to try the three, and Bryce is off the iron, no good. Ball skips out of the hands that time of Clark and into the hands of Trevor Saborn. Saborn trying to go coast to coast, pulls up from nine off the glass, no good. And Weston Gustafson has the rebound for Axtell. To Farrenbrook. Farrenbrook up the floor, looking to clear some space with that left arm, comes into the paint, double team, leaves it off for Gustafson, who is fouled on his attack. The foul will be on Riley Baronic. And that'll be the first personal foul on Riley. Wow, beautiful bounce pass that time to find the open man. And two shots coming up for Weston Gustafson. Gustafson has four, now make it 5 points. Both teams shooting free throws well. Ravenna really struggled from the line on Thursday night in that overtime win against Blue Hill. Now the second free throw coming up for Gustafson. And he'll put this one up and in. So Weston hits them both. It's 37-33. Ravenna hustles the ball up the floor. Didn't have the right numbers, so they'll kick it out to the trailer. John Klosterman. Left side, they'll go to Saborn. Saborn backs it and kicks it out to Riley Baronic. Guarded there by Runge. Again, both teams man-to-man have been the whole game. Ravenna puts on a little full-court zone trap. They try to clear it out for Klosterman. He forces the issue but throws it up and in. A very tough shot. That was well defended, but Klosterman just made it. That's all there is to it. Now fast break two-on-one. Clark pull-up jumper. Hits the heel, no good. The rebound is punched out to Bryce Runge. Runge will kick it into the corner. They'll rotate it to Gustafson. Underneath the hoop, he dropped it, and out of bounds it goes to Ravenna. That's a good hustle play by Axtell. Yeah, it's going to go down as a turnover, but what a hustle just to keep possession on the offensive board. 3:46 to go, third quarter. Axtell 37, Ravenna 35. Things have slowed down scoring-wise here in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Each team has put up 7 points. High post, Tyson Anderson. He'll kick it out top to Klosterman. He'll hold the ball. Looks for the rotation of the cutters. Nothing there. Swings it on the right side of the key to Baronic. Left-hand dribble. Off the hold, he'll give it out on the wing to Klosterman. Low post to Payne, one-on-one, tries to get it over Gustafson, can't. Hits the front of the rim, Runge gets his third board. Up ahead, they've got Spencer Fecht. He'll put the layup up and in. The first bucket of the ball game for Spencer Fecht, and the lead is back out to 4 for Axtell. They've been up by as many as 9 in the game. Ravenna's biggest lead has been 5. Sean Payne, top of the circle. Swings it right side, Klosterman, open 3, but it's an air ball. And it's brought down here by Bryce Runge. Runge, outlet pass into the front court. 2-on-2 underneath Gustafson. It's partially blocked. Getting a block on the basketball is going to be John Klosterman. And up the floor they come. Ravenna to the right side, Saborn. Bumped on the right baseline to Anderson. Anderson floats down the lane. The left-hander, no good. Runge secures the rebound. His fifth of the ball game. Up to Farrenbrook. Again a 2-on-2. 360 with the ball. Layup good, and he's fouled. Farrenbrook showing some college-like spin skills there, and he's got a chance to make it a 7-point game. We'll see who the foul is called on. Trevor Saborn, his first. Second team foul. And the shot is good for Blake Farrenbrook, who, after getting in some early foul trouble, has made some things happen here for the Axtell offense. And a chance to complete the 3-point play is Farrenbrook. Robinson will come back into the ball game now for Axtell. And the free throw is up, and it's good. 6 and a quarter, 11 in the game for Farrenbrook. And it's Axtell 42, Ravenna 35. Ravenna with the basketball on the right wing to Riley Baronic. Baronic into the right-hand corner. Will they start looking for the three and a double dribble? Baronic spun and dropped the ball with Bryce Runge on his hip. Second turnover of the half for the Blue Jays. And it comes back over to Axtell, who can take their biggest lead of the night. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Cats are up 42-35. Beck gets into the baseline. Robinson pulls up over Payne from 7. It's no good. Somebody shoved to the ground underneath. And a jump ball going to be called. Wasserman says, I came out of here with it. And it looked like it was Trevor Fecht and John Klosterman tied up down low. Axtell has the arrow, so they'll have it underneath their own hoop. 2:12 to go, quarter three, Axtell ball. Kick it way out on the wing to Trevor Fecht. Fecht up top to Farrenbrook. Klosterman went for the steal, can't get it. Pick back up Farrenbrook, spins into the paint. He'll put up the runner, good. Farrenbrook's putting everything in. It's 44-35. Fast break the other way, and they overthrow Payne. And Ravenna starting to press a little bit. And here comes the second team again for Coach Paul Baronic. And everybody making noise now. Coach Paul Baronic did it in the second quarter. And a timeout coming here for Axtell. Axtell with the lead, but a timeout going to be called by Coach Brent Heinrich. With 1:57 to go in the third quarter of play. Axtell 44, Ravenna 35. We'll be right back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to the UNK Health and Sports Center with a 1:57 to go here in the third quarter. Axtell 44, and Ravenna 35, and it's Axtell ball. Ravenna turned it over for the 12th time in the game. Coach Paul Baronic has put his entire second team in outside of Trevor Saborn. Same five that were on the floor when he did this in the second quarter. And they didn't really do a lot, but they stopped Axtell, and they cut the lead back down, and as the ball's inside, loose ball, they'll fight for it. It looks like a foul going to be called on Lucas Wilkie. The ball was deflected, and Wilkie was the second man to get there. Farrenbrook was the first man to get there, and that'll be his first foul. Third team foul of the half. And Axtell will have the ball underneath their own hoop. For an inbounds play, trying to take the first double-digit lead of the game. Gustafson forces it into the paint, and the ball knocked away up top, and a foul going to be called on Spencer Cremosta. The first on Cremosta, the fourth team foul. So far this quarter, Axtell has put up 14 points. Ravenna has been held to 7. Ravenna hasn't scored in quite a while. High post, Axtell with it. Runge drives, and as he puts it up, a foul called. That's 3 fouls and 30 seconds on the Blue Jays. So that's the price of putting in maybe the second team right now. The foul is on Ethan Zorb. And at the line to shoot 2 will be Bryce Runge. Runge's first trip to the line. He has 5 points. A 2 and a 3-point bucket. And Runge will shoot 2 here for the Wildcats. And the first one is on the way, and it is in. 45-35, Axtell. 1:35 to go, third quarter. And the second free throw on the way, and it's good. Axtell is a perfect 9-for-9 from the line. Long pass into the front court to Cremosta. Out of the right wing, they'll give it to Zorb. Zorb up top to Spencer Cremosta. Right side to Mark Cremosta. And they'll work it around the perimeter. Really only 2 guys that are scorers out there right now for Ravenna. And you have to ask yourself, if Ravenna didn't have a wild card locked up, would we see these 5 on the floor? Because you know Coach Paul Baronic's trying to shake it up, but he's also trying to make a statement before they get ready to go to Lincoln next week. 3-pointer top of the key. Wilkie almost banked it in, but it's no good. Robinson rebound, foul over the back on Ethan Zorb. And quickly, that is the 6th team foul here. And the starters will come back in with a minute to go in the third quarter. Can Ravenna find a way to turn it around? Axtell has played so well. And outside of just a brief little last minute of that first quarter where Ravenna scored 8 points and hit back-to-back threes, they have held the Blue Jays in check. 46-35 Axtell, and they have the ball. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Across the timeline, Farenbrook dribbles it off his foot. The ball is loose. Douglas dives on it. It's still loose. And a timeout called here by Axtell as Gustafson dove on it. And a timeout called here by the Wildcats. They will have 2 timeouts remaining. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Axtell 46 and Ravenna 35. We're back in a minute.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanless Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanless in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we return to the Health and Sports Center. Axtell threatening to blow this one open. 46-35 under a minute, under 45 seconds to go, third quarter. They try to lob it into Robinson. Douglas steps in front, knocks it away. The ball's being kicked around, and Connor Baronic will pick it up. So Axtell does turn it over. Ravenna wants to run. Riley Baronic for 3. It's short, got his own rebound. Kicks it out to Connor, thinking about a 3. No, he swings it over to the right wing. Driving the baseline, Klosterman got up and under and gives it to Saborn, and Saborn will score. 10 points for Trevor Saborn. That's the first bucket in 3 minutes and 40 seconds for Ravenna. Axtell throws over the top of the pick. Gustafson's going to take it in, give it off to Robinson for the layup. Still some time on the clock. 7 seconds to go. Ravenna will push the ball up the floor. Left wing to Riley Baronic. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Out to Riley, an NBA 3 at the horn is no good. And Axtell leads by 11 heading into the fourth quarter of play. The Wildcats playing one of their best games of the year against the number one team in C2. After three, it's Axtell 48, Ravenna 37. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We head to the fourth quarter of play, and Ravenna will get the basketball. But Axtell leads it by 11, 48-37. Pull-up jumper, Saborn, 15-footer, no good. Axtell is controlling the boards, and the rebound is brought down by Trevor Feck. Feck stops in the backcourt, swings it over to Spencer Feck, and expect Axtell to maybe be a little more patient here on offense. A couple score updates for you. Omaha Central has now started to pull away from Kearney. It's 44-31 at the end of three quarters. And Minden is hanging in there. Shadron 29, Minden 26 at the end of three. Again, the Minden-Shadron game on the breeze, 94.5 FM, Kearney High on ESPN 1460. Here it's 48-37 Axtell as we go to the fourth quarter. And Axtell is intentionally milking the clock, and then they get a little backdoor cut, get it into Robinson, turnaround, shot good. A lot of short-range jumpers tonight for Axtell. They have 50 points, and about half of those are off shots inside 5 feet. Largest lead of the game for Axtell. Cross over to the high post. Backdoor cut, first one of the game for Ravenna, and they'll answer Connor Baronic. Connor Baronic with just his second bucket of the ball game. He's got 5 points, and it is 50-39. 6:40 to go in our basketball game. The ball knocked out of Farron Brooks' hands. He'll get it back. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Ravenna. The foul will go on John Klosterman, his first, but it is the team's seventh. And at the line will be Blake Farrenbrook to shoot the 1-1. He's got a team-high 13 points. Robinson now just scoring, has 14. Had a team-high 13 after three. Free throw is short, no good. That's the first missed free throw of the game for Axtell. John Klosterman with the rebound. Axtell 9 of 9, Ravenna 6 of 7 at the line. And the shot is up by Saborn, and Saborn now with a dozen points. He's got 12, 11 for John Klosterman to lead the way for Ravenna. 50-41, Ravenna tries to put that pressure on. Basketball gets underneath the Robinson again, draws some contact, and scores. Nick Robinson got it down low on Tyson Anderson and took advantage of the mismatch, and Anderson with his second personal foul, and Robinson now with 16 points. And I think maybe a little bit of the senior in Axtell is starting to show. And Robinson at the line to shoot the free throw, and he will put it up and in. He's 3 of 3 at the line. He's got the first 5 points of this quarter for Axtell. 53-41, 6:05 to go. Bounce pass through the lane. They get it to Payne. He didn't want the shot. Out to Klosterman, to Anderson to the right wing, to Saborn. Four guards and Payne in there. Saborn trying to force the issue. Up top, there's an open three. John Klosterman up, no good. And the rebound brought down by James Clark. And Ravenna is starting to turn cold from three-point land. They're 0-5 this half, and running on the ball is Axtell. Here comes Spencer Feck to Trevor. Trevor scores. 6 points for Trevor Feck. It is 55-41. Ravenna's got four timeouts remaining, but not using one here. Give and go to Connor Baronic. Goes to the baseline, and he will draw the blocking foul on Trevor Feck. That'll be the second on Trevor. Just the third of the half on the Wildcats. Don't forget, when we're all done, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats. We'll interview the coaches. We'll give you score updates from our other games as well. Right now, Connor Veronica to shoot two, and the first one is good. Five points now for Veronica. He missed an earlier free throw, 55-42. Second free throw now for Veronica is on the way, and it is good. So Connor will hit them both. And that makes it 55-43. Into the hands, Axtell trying to break that press. Bring it across the timeline, and a travel call to Spencer Fecht again. Took that pivot foot off the floor before he took off. First turnover of the quarter for either team. I have Axtell with 14 and Ravenna with 12 so far in the basketball game. 5:20 remaining in this C25 district championship game on KKPR. Axtell 55, Ravenna 43. Saborn drives, short jumper right side, good. And you're going to start seeing a lot more of that here. That's what Ravenna's going to start doing. No offense. It's going to be one-on-one to the hoop. 55-45, 5 minutes to go. Breaking the press, Axtell to Clark. Pull-up jumper. They're using the glass and scoring. James Clark now with 6 points in the ball game. I haven't seen this many bank shots since a pro game of horse. Back cut again, Connor Baronic. Gets it inside to Brett Douglas. Has to fight his way through the double team, and he scores. Brett Douglas with his first bucket of the ball game, but Axtell is not giving any ground. They are scoring and answering every Ravenna score. And that's the key as Connor Baronic tips the outlet pass away, but out of bounds to Axtell. Bryce Runge will return into the ball game here for the Wildcats. And Spencer Feck's going to check out. Tyson Anderson will come in for the Blue Jays. Farrenbrook, Runge, along with Trevor Fecht, James Clark, and Nick Robinson. They are the five on the floor for Axtell, and they have the ball. And the ball will be lobbed in over Runge's head. He can't get it. He throws it into Ravenna, and then Ravenna makes a bad pass and nearly gives it right back, but they blew a three on nothing. And a three-pointer in the corner, in and out, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off Axtell. Boy, saw the young man from Phoenix blow the wide-open dunk last night, and Ravenna somehow messed up a 3-on-0. But it's still their ball underneath their hoop, but time starting to become a factor, and they'll throw it all the way in the backcourt here to Trevor Saborn. 4:15 to go in the game, a 10-point Axtell lead. Saborn doesn't give it up, brings it all the way to the right side, the weak side. Now dribbles up top and gives it off to Anderson, over to Douglas. Brett for three, and it's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Klosterman, who punched it out of the hands there of Trevor Fecht, who had it initially. But Ravenna's 0 of 7 from three-point land in this second half. 57-47 is your score. Axtell with the ball. Here comes Lucas Wilkie into the ball game. Exactly 4 minutes remaining in this contest. And Runge to throw it in against full court pressure. And he can't get it in, so he calls a timeout, and that will leave Axtell with one, which at the moment is not a big deal because they have a nice lead. With 4 minutes to go in the basketball game, Axtell has the ball, and a 57-47 lead over Ravenna. We're back in a minute on KKPR.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
As we come back to action. Axtell against the full court pressure will get it into Farrenbrook, and he is hand-checked as he brings the ball off the floor by John Klosterman. The foul called is his second, and is already the ninth foul called on Ravenna. So the last one and one. Farrenbrook, one of two at the line. He's the only missed free throw tonight, but he'll hit this one with 14 points. Right now, Axtell is 11 out of 12 from the line. And that might be all they need to secure this one, up by 11 points. Second free throw, dances around, no good. The rebound brought down by John Klosterman. And Ravenna's going to need to score on almost every possession. Axtell hitting their first four shots here. Here's an NBA three by Connor Baronic that did everything but go in, and three Blue Jays collide. The rebound is brought down, and a carry call to the backcourt on Farrenbrook. Farrenbrook fought so hard to get the rebound that he headed up the floor, and the ball took a bad hop. But Connor Baronic trying to get the crowd pumped up. There's no reason to shoot one that far behind the three-point line. He's out there at the 28-foot line firing that up. Buddy hit two to help him win state last year, so you can't fault the kid for trying. And Baronic gets it back into action here, but we've whittled it down to 3:30 to go, and Axtell up 11. Klosterman swings it right side, looking for the cutter to Brett Douglas up top. He's open, decides to pass on the three to Klosterman. Swings it right side to Anderson. Everybody's outside the arc. Let's see if somebody drives. Connor Baronic working on Runge. Over to Douglas. Great defense tonight by Axtell, and that's been the story in this game. 3:12 to go. Douglas decides he has to dribble it a little bit. Swings it over to Anderson. Anderson backs up, fires the three. It's short, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and a push. They're going to say a foul called on the Blue Jays for pushing off. And it doesn't look like this is going to come down to the final 30 seconds anymore. The foul is called on Tyson Anderson, his third. And you can see the frustration starting to settle in for Ravenna. They are now shooting just 39%. And they had shot 45% in the first half, so I guess that means they're shooting 33% in the second half. And Weston Gustafson will go to the line to shoot two. And he missed the first one. Weston, not the greatest free throw shooter on the Axtell team, but that's not why they have him in there. 58-47. Axtell leads it by 11. They led by 11 at the end of three. They led by two at halftime. And now the second free throw coming up for Gustafson. Trying to take it out to a 12-point lead with just 3:03 remaining in the game. And the free throw no good, and high in the air to claw that down is Klosterman, his fifth board of the half. Out to Saborn into the front court. Hits the trailer. Connor Baronic over to Riley Baronic. A long three for Riley is on the way. No good. Connor Baronic will run down the rebound. Kick it out to Klosterman. The lane is wide open. Klosterman decides to take Feck in there. Up and under. Draws the foul and scores. If it's there, that's what you got to do. And John Klosterman now with 13 points and a chance to make it 14 to cut the lead to 8. But just 2:44 remains in the game. Axtell has one timeout remaining. Ravenna has four timeouts remaining. Axtell also has a couple of fouls to give. That's only the fourth foul of the entire half. Spencer Fecht has two. The free throw is in and out. No good. Nick Robinson gets his fifth board. That might be one of the guys you want to foul, but you don't want to foul him in backcourt. The ball knocked away by Klosterman. Tries to get it to Saborn. It's knocked back to him. Three-pointer on the way. Anderson, it will not go. And the rebound brought down by Gustafson. And that three-pointer is haunting the Blue Jays tonight. And a foul in the backcourt on Blake Farrenbrook. Farrenbrook's going to go to the line. He was fouled. Trying to get through that double team. And the foul will go on Klosterman, his third. 58-49 Axtell, 2:24 to go here in quarter number four. And Farrenbrook at the line is 2 of 4 tonight. First free throw, no good. Farrenbrook has a naturally flat shot. Even when he makes those threes, they're very flat, not a lot of arch to them. And on the floor right now, a bunch of shooters for Ravenna. No true post player in there. Both Baronics, Anderson, Saborn. Second free throw is good. Farrenbrook will knock it down. He's got 15. Don't forget when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. But Axtell has been able to keep Ravenna out of the three-point land. They are 0 of 7 in the quarter, 0 of 11 in the half from three-point land. 59-49 Axtell with 2:20 to go in the ball game. Across the timeline comes Saborin. Right side crossover dribble to the high post, looks for the outlet. Nobody there. Goes to Riley Veronica on the right wing. But Axtell, with every second that ticks off, is a tick closer away to going in as the top seed to state, possibly. Now Connor Veronica got by a defender. Missed the little runner. Rebound kicked all the way out top. Into the hands of Klosterman. Klosterman knocked out of his hands. The ball stolen away. Axtell's got a three-on-one. Spencer Feck leaves it off for Trevor. Pulls up off the glass. Missed the shot. Rebound is tied up between Farrenbrook and Spencer Feck, and the arrow points the way of Axtell. .150 to go. Axtell by 10. And they'll throw it in underneath their own hoop. Out of the left wing to Spencer Feck, to Farrenbrook. Axtell just wants to play keep away, but Farrenbrook drives, and the shot blocked, but a foul called on John Klosterman. Got him with the body, and that'll be his fourth personal foul. At the line will be Blake Farrenbrook to shoot two, and Coach Paul Baronic wants to call a timeout. It is a full-length timeout. 1:45 to go in the basketball game. Axtell 59, Ravenna 49. We're back in a minute.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we are back here at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Out of the timeout, two free throws are coming up for Blake Farrenbrook, and the first one is good. That'll make it 60-49 Axtell. A minute 45 to go in the game. Second free throw also good. And it's 61-49. Quickly up the floor, Saborin. Saborin gives it off to Anderson. Anderson top of the key. Back to Klosterman. Right side to Lucas Wilkie, who is in there. Left wing, they'll get it to Klosterman. Tries to back his way in. Draw some contact. He'll throw it up and score. Klosterman now with 15. And it's 61-51, a minute 25 to go. Full court pressure on. They'll throw over the top into the front court. Spencer Feck, 2-on-1, takes it right to the rack, and the layup is in. Spencer Feck with just his second bucket. They decided not to pull it out. Fast break the other way. Klosterman brings it in and a blocking foul, but he missed the layup. Spencer Feck was trying to draw the charge, and that'll be his third personal foul. It would have meant something had Klosterman been able to try and get a three-point play, but Ravenna running out of time on just an excellent night tonight for Axtell. The first free throw is on the way, and it's in for John Klosterman. 63-52, the Misco Sports postgame show. When we are done, we'll give you finals from Minden, Shadron, and Kearney High, Omaha Central. Second free throw now coming up on the way, Klosterman, and it is in. So Klosterman knocks them both down, but they have not been able to get closer than 8 points here in the fourth quarter. It's currently 10, 63-53 Axtell. And Axtell, they can score some points, but wasn't expecting this high of a scoring game tonight. That's what we're seeing. Fast break is on, and it is broken. Here we go. Spencer Feck gets it up into the hands of Trevor, but it's through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover Axtell. Now Ravenna needs a lot of help, and they get a little right there. Fourth turnover of the quarter, 17th of the ball game on Axtell. I've got Ravenna for 13. And checking back in will be Tyson Anderson and John Klosterman. Each of them have some fouls, so they're making the offensive-defensive switch. The ball will come in for Ravenna. They'll let it roll till midcourt. Picked up there by Saborin. They need buckets in a hurry. Driving in Anderson. Bounce pass underneath the Riley Baronic. He'll lay it up and in. No timeout. And now a quick foul on the inbound. But every foul is two shots here for Axtell. The foul is on Connor Baronic, his first. And we'll trot to the other end, and Bryce Runge will go to the line. He is 2 for 2, has 7 points in the ball game here tonight. 53 seconds remaining. And two free throws coming up here for Runge, and the first one is short. Ravenna does have 3 timeouts remaining. Axtell misses here. Ravenna drains a 3. You got a 5-point game, but still a long way to come back here for Ravenna, and Axtell hasn't shown any signs of folding tonight. Second free throw by Runge is on the way, and that is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Klosterman. Eighth of the half, up the floor, long 3. Connor Baronic, he shot over everything, and then a foul going for the rebound, and it's going to be on Ravenna. And the difference tonight has been not only Axtell's defense, but Ravenna's inability to make 3-point buckets. They hit 3 of their first 4 and have made 1 since then. They are 4 of 20 from 3-point land. The foul on Riley Baronic. 2 shots coming up for James Clark, and the first one good. I think that was probably the last window of hope Ravenna had. They hit that 3. There's about 45 seconds remaining. They've got a chance, but Axtell now is going to take it up to an 8, and now a 9, and now a 10-point lead. The second free throw also good for Clark. 45 seconds to go, and Axtell deserves to win the ball game tonight. Give and go. They get it to Connor Baronic to the baseline. The ball knocked away from behind. Farrenbrook, I think, gets the block out of there. And Axtell in the backcourt. I don't think Ravenna's going to foul. They know this game is over. Trying to play keep away here. And there will be a foul, and send Trevor Feck to the line. Trevor Saborn, his second. And Trevor Feck will go to the line for the first time tonight. 25 seconds remain in the ball game, and Coach Paul Baronic says that's enough. The Blue Jays, who had not lost since the conference championship, had won 6 in a row, but it will end here. The free throw is up and in by Trevor Feck. All of the numbers, final stats, coaches' interviews, they're coming up on the Misco Sports postgame show. 25 seconds remaining. Axtell 66, Ravenna 55. And Brent Heinrichs is going to get his first win over Ravenna. Second free throw up, and it is in. And Trevor Feck will check out with 8 points. And a standing ovation for the Axtell fans, and why not? A great, great performance for Axtell. How many D schools did they play? It doesn't matter. Axtell has done the job here tonight, and they bring in a bunch of kids. All the Blue Jays have been on except for Jason Boat, who has checked in. Cremosta will bring the ball up the floor with 20 seconds to go. Dribbling it around, tries to get it inside to Vogt. Vogt leans in, gives it off backside to Cremosta, who is fouled. And Mark will go to the line to try and complete the 3-point play. 67-57. Brandon Benson gets the foul. That'll be his first. Also in there is Jordan Larson. You've got Blake Lobner in there. Eric Lundeen is into the ball game. And I believe Eggleston. Free throw is up, and it is no good. And the rebound fought for. It's still loose. And a kick's going to be called. Eggleston was trying to pick it up. Couldn't do it. It'll be Ravenna basketball. 9 seconds remaining. Chance for one more shot here for the Blue Jays. They'll get it into Cremosta. Spencer trying to get a 3 away. He's covered into the corner. Vogt. Vogt casts up the 3, and it is good. And that's the end of the basketball game here tonight, as the Ravenna Blue Jays fall to the hands of the Axtell Wildcats by a score of 67-60. And if you can see play like this in Lincoln, these two teams will go far. And maybe, maybe a chance at a rematch in the C2 State Championship. And I know that's what folks in Central Nebraska are hoping to see. A heck of a ball game tonight. Ravenna will go to 22-3. Axtell will go to 22-1. The final score here this evening, Axtell 67 and Ravenna 60. All the final stats, coaches, interviews, and more coming up on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the UNK Health and Sports Center, where it is time for the Michigo Sports postgame show. Michigo Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See you before the games begin as we approach the spring sports season. Michigo's has everything you need for track, whether it's running shoes, running shorts, T-shirts, sweatshirts to keep warm on those chilly first practices and meets of the year. Or how about baseball and softball? They've got the gloves, they've got the bats, the caps, the uniforms, the travel bags as well. Michigo Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We will give you the final stats of the ball game in just a moment. We also have some score updates to pass along to you. And Omaha Central has ended Kearney High's season 62-42 tonight in the championship game at Bellevue East. Also tonight, Shadron taking on Minden. The final score, Shadron 42 and Minden 34. And so the last couple of years against Kearney Catholic in that district final, games in the 60s down to the final possession. Minden gave Shadron a battle. It was a three-point game going into the fourth quarter, but Shadron able to win the slowdown 42-34, and they are the number one team in C1. Trophy presentations and the ceremonies continue here at UNK. We'll take a break and be back with the final stats and a chat with Coach Paul Baronic of Ravenna and the victorious Coach Brent Heinrichs of Axtell right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue at Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to the Michigo Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And we're pleased to be joined by the victorious coach, Brent Heinrichs. And Coach, I got to imagine that it's nice to be referred to as the victorious coach after a game against Ravenna.
Yeah, it isn't too many times people get to say that. Ravenna's a great, well-coached team, and Paul Baronic's a great person, and the way he walks his walk and lives his life is an inspiration to all of us. But, you know, any time that we talked about this, that we'd have we knew we were both in a state tournament, but any time you'd have a chance to play Ravenna here at the Health and Sports Center, a venue like this, a week before you're getting ready to go to Lincoln, how do you beat a deal like that? So our guys fought well. We had a couple spurts in there first half that we had a chance, put them away and let them back in. We didn't play great the whole game, but we played really good in a couple spurts. Blake Fehrenbuck did a great job. Nick Robinson, Blake guarded Tyler Cyborn most of the night, and then he scored buckets when we needed him and just played outstanding. So I was just proud of the whole group of guys and the way they played.
With both teams knowing that you had cinched up a state tournament berth. How important was this game? Because a lot of people kept saying, you know what, Ravenna's played better competition. That's flat out what they were saying. It was a test for you guys. We know what you guys have played. You played Adams Central. You played Minden. You had a chance. You played Minden. You played some of the good teams in the FKC. You played Ewing, for crying out loud. I mean, you guys have been tested, but I think maybe the kids maybe felt that a little bit. Did they?
Yeah, we've really tried to upgrade our schedule. We added Kearney Catholic. We got that Ewing deal, and we kind of lucked out. For Kearney Conference this year, there's still four teams with a chance to go to Lincoln. It was very, very tough. And we beat Eustis a couple times. We beat Overton, a very good team, a couple of times. You know, so we felt we were more better prepared this year for them at the end of the season. Maybe our schedule was more comfortable, and we tried to make our summer as competitive as it can be. And, you know, we talked about we need to make sure that our guys know what we can do and what we can't do. I mean, we're not great leapers. I think we've won two or three jump balls all year, so we got to play position defense. You know, there's certain things we're not good at, and there's certain things we are good at, so we got to make sure that we exploit the ones we are. But we're starting to grasp that, or we're starting to come around. We've played well the last couple weeks, and I was just tickled to get, you know, Ravenna, these guys, we lost to them in the sub-district finals, and they were sophomores, and that would have been a big upset if we'd have beat them 2 years ago. But last year we had two cracks at them, once in a district, once in a state tournament, and they beat us. The second time was close, but we haven't been able to quite beat Ravenna yet. And so heading into Lincoln to be able to defeat them here tonight, it was, you know, it's a big game for us.
Well, you shot 59% from the field tonight, and that's quite the accomplishment. But one of the reasons is because you shot a lot of 4-foot, 2-foot shots tonight. You really handled their pressure well, and not only did you handle it, when you broke it, you attacked it, you had 2-on-1s, and you were making layups.
Well, one thing we always have talked about, or we try to teach you guys from little on up, if somebody's pressing you, you can't let them press without risk. I mean, you can't let them press, and they're going to turn you over a few times. And then when you do get a 3-on-2, a 2-on-1, not attack the basket and get some layups. So, you know, we did attack. We got some 2-on-1s, some 3-on-2s, and got some close baskets. A few of those we threw away, but more than I'd liked. But, you know, you can't just let a team press you and then get it across half court and hold it and set your offense up. If you do that, invariably you're going to get beat eventually. So, you know, we try to instill that into them, and we did a nice job. The most part, we still got reckless with a few passes. We had more turnovers than I'd like to see. We've been doing a better job getting that down underneath 10, but, you know, of course, we're always looking for something wrong. I mean, we beat Ravenna here tonight, so I'm very happy.
Well, there's a lot of things we could discuss. Blake and Nick each had 17 to lead the team, and they kind of worked off each other tonight. If Blake was covered, he'd kick it to Nick. If he wasn't, he'd go in and he'd make the shot. But the one more question I did want to ask you is, you had started out so well back and forth in the first quarter, and then the one thing I know you didn't want to see was the run, giving up runs. And Ravenna goes on an 8-0 run to end that quarter in 1 minute. They hit back-to-back threes. You've got back-to-back turnovers. Then you come out and go on a 16-2 run to just immediately turn things around, maybe something that wouldn't have happened a couple years ago.
Jeez, I wasn't very happy at halftime. We had them down 9, and Coach Baronic, I think, was upset and pulled all his top 7 players except for Tyler Saborn and put in all new faces. And immediately, first time down, we didn't know where we were matched up at, left a guy wide open for a standstill three-point shot, didn't move our feet defensively. I don't know if we thought those guys weren't any good or what. But they blew, you know, their JVs blew past us and got layups, and all of a sudden, you know, we gave that away, and now we got a nail biter again. So we have to learn to play all the time. We have to learn to pay attention all the time. We can't fall asleep like that. We got by with it today, and we were able to have a good run in the second half. But heading into next week, that's one of the things we got to shore up. We can't give away possessions, and we can't give away a minute or two a game. So a good team like Ravenna, you saw, they might score 9-10 points on you in a minute and a half.
Well, Coach, it's off to the state tournament. It's off to the state tournament as the district champion. And the kids, I know, are anxious to get back there and make an even better run than what you had last year. And I think it'd be fun to see you guys play one more time this year on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, if I got it figured up right, the only way that we'd see them would be in the finals. Is that right? But, you know, I told Bronick it'd be great if we could both get back there and play. But we know we got to, you know, maybe – you know, he does a heck of a job. They got a great team. We got a long way to go. We got to try to chop down one tree at a time, figure out who we play, Thursday and then Friday, and then we'll worry about Saturday. But I'm not too smart. I can hardly remember the next day or what the day ahead of me sometimes. But I'm very happy that we're going here, and I'm very happy that we won this district tonight. So I'm proud of our guys, and now we're going to put in a 9-10 days worth of work because our season goals aren't completed yet.
Well, Coach, thanks for giving us time, as you always do. Congratulations on the district championship. We'll see you in Lincoln next week.
Well, thanks so much for your coverage. We appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Brent Heinrichs, head coach of the victorious Axtell Wildcats, 67-60 over Ravenna. We'll take a look at the final stats, and we should also have a chance to catch up with Paul Baronic. So stay with us. We're back in a minute on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Before we get into the final stats, as always, we are joined by the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic. He and Brent always join us no matter what the circumstances are. And again, most of the time that's because they're coming in after a win. Tonight, only one guy can win when one plays two. And I thought we saw a heck of a ball game. Paul, I'm sure there's a lot of other things you're going to talk about, but the ball just didn't go in the hoop in the second half, especially from beyond the arc. And when you're sitting at 10 points down the whole time, eventually some pressing starts to happen, and the shots get even harder to hit, and that seemed to be at least a story in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. We haven't shot very well for a while. You know, we'd like to put a finger on it somehow, but, you know, the finger probably has to go to Axtell. You would have thought, you know, the MO on both teams is, you know, decent shooters on their side, great shooters on our side. Tonight it was flip-flopped. Their defense, their rebounding, everything was at a superb level. And Axtell gets a lot of the credit there, no doubt about it.
They handled your press as well as about anybody. And if teams handle your press, they're usually going to be in the ball game with you. And not only did they handle it, they took it in and made layups.
Absolutely. That's what you got to do. If you're not going to do that, we're going to keep it on you a little bit. And, you know, the funny thing there is we felt like we were getting a few things out of it, maybe a little disruption. But the bottom line is after they broke it, you know, we got a few early things out of it. But after they broke it, they just killed it. And a lot of that just, one, we're not very fast, and we probably shouldn't be pressing. You know, that's on me. And two, lack of hustle, and that's on our kids. You know, we've got guys that have done it before that are slower than that, and they've just done it out of desire.
Well, obviously it was it's nothing that even the general fan couldn't figure out tonight. You went and cleared the bench twice tonight. Now, of course, you brought Trevor in, so you had a starter in there to handle the basketball. But four kids came into the second quarter. Five kids came into the third quarter. You don't want to have to send the message twice. And I guess the question is, with the wild card locked up, is that something you'd have done if you hadn't had the wild card locked up?
Nope. Those guys deserve a shot. And you know what? They've done it before this year where they've sparked this team. And they've done it. We affectionately call them the Kamikaze Group. But they do a great job of coming in and showing, you know, energy, showing passing and dribbling. Or not dribbling, you know, because we got ourselves in trouble with a lot of dribbling tonight. They showed how to pass, how to play with passion, how to cut, how to screen, you know. And I told those guys, you know, if you're going to be lucky to get back in it, maybe I should just roll it out with those guys, you know. But I've seen them enough in practice to know that eventually it's going to catch up with us. But I will say one thing. Those guys came in and really, really showed us, again, what it takes. And unfortunately, that is one of our biggest problems right now.
Well, Paul Baronic with us for just another second.
I got all kinds of time.
I mentioned it to Brent. Well, you got time to get ready for state. I guess that's the good thing. I mentioned it to Brent that it would be great to see you guys play again on Saturday night to wrap up the championship a week from now. But They're going to go in with a little more crisp look to them than you guys are. So what's it going to take for you to have a chance to play three games, all at least get the first two and get to the Devaney next week?
Well, we need to defend like we've done against, you know, Blue Hill, Adams Central, because we're not shooting very well right now, and I don't know if we ever will get back to it. But, you know, what we've got to do is this, is we've got to find a way to get out of this hole. And in no unpleasant terms, I told them, it was not a joyous, any type of locker room. You know, there were just matter-of-fact things said, and no screaming or hollering. It's just the fact that we need to figure something out. The best thing is we figured something out. Let's be number two seed and stay the heck away from Axtell for a while. You know, unfortunately there, though, there's some pretty even C2 teams that are pretty good, and we could go down there, match up with a seventh seed, and get beat the first round of the way our mentality is right now, and I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, Coach, you guys always do a great job. It was a fun game to watch. I know you guys would have liked to have had a little bit better result, but let's see what happens next Thursday when we get to Lincoln. Congratulations on a great season so
far. You know, and that's what we've all along we've said that, you know, those 22 games we won, that the regular season counts, you know, when you have to worry about being in a tough district and trying to, you know, prepare for the state tournament. Every game counts. So, you know what, if you wanted to tip our hats at all to our kids, for the whole season, we've taken care of business the way we're supposed to, and I guess I'm proud of them for that fact. There weren't a lot of proud words said after the fact in the locker room. You know what, though? We're going to get on the bus. We're going to practice tomorrow. Sun will come up unless it's, I don't know, what's the weather forecast?
We'll peek it through for you just a little bit.
Maybe the fog will come out. You know, that's more applicable to us. We're in a fog, so why not have the fog come back out again and just help us some more?
Coaches always appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, and thanks for the coverage. And this was a great event and environment. I appreciate UNK doing this, too, and because in a normal gym, I don't think everybody would have got in. I think, it was well attended, and it was just a marquee game, and I'm just really appreciative of the fans that came out. It was really awesome. They made it special for the kids.
Paul Baranek joining us here on the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll look at the final numbers and wrap things up. As he said, a great attendance here. They announced it at 2,174. We'll be back with more right after this timeout.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show from the UNK Health and Sports Center here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, and Axtell. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the basketball game. First of all, for Ravenna, they were led tonight by John Klosterman with 17 points and 5 rebounds. Trevor Saborn had 14 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Baranek held to 6 points tonight, all in the second half. He had 4 rebounds. Riley Baranek, 2 points and a rebound. Brett Douglas, 2 points and a rebound. Spencer Cremosta, 3 points. Tyson Anderson had 5 points and 2 rebounds. Mark Cremosta, 2 points. Jason Vogt hit that 3-pointer right before the final horn. Ethan Zorb, 2 points and a rebound. Lucas Wilkie, 2 points and a rebound. Sean Payne, 2 points and a rebound. So kind of some normal stats there from Ravenna. A lot of people scoring. It's pretty balanced, just not enough tonight. They had 17 rebounds in the first half, just 7 in the second half. Free throw shooting in the first half, 5 of 7 for Ravenna. And in the second half from the free throw line, let me double check that. Ravenna 5 of 7 in the first half, and they end up going 4 of 6, it looks like, in the second half of play. Three-point shooting, they hit 3 of their first 4 and hit 2 of their next 17, including the one at the horn. So in between, They were 1 out of 16 from the line. So Ravenna tonight finishes after putting up 28 in the first half. They get 32 in the second half, 60 points, 24 rebounds, 9 out of 13 from the free throw line, 5 out of 21 from three-point land. They turned the ball over 14 times, had one block shot, shot 45% in the first half, 39% in the second half, 42% in the basketball game. Ravenna will go to state as either the number one or the number two seed as a wild card with a record of 22-3. For Axtell, Blake Farenbrook tied for the team high with 17 points, 2 rebounds. Spencer Fecht, 4 points and a rebound. Trevor Fecht, 8 points, 4 rebounds. James Clark, 8 points and a team high, 6 rebounds. Nick Robinson, also with 17 points tonight, 5 rebounds. Casey Eggleston had a rebound. Weston Gustafson, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Bryce Runge, 7 points and 4 rebounds. Axtell, in the first half, brought down 22 total rebounds. They had 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting tonight for Axtell, 4 of 4 in the first half, 14 out of 21 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. And turnovers for Ravenna tonight, or excuse me, for Axtell tonight, 13 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Axtell had 30 points at halftime. They scored 37 in the second half, and the Wildcats finish with 67 points, 32 rebounds, out-rebounding Ravenna by 8. At the free throw line, 18 of 25. They were 3 of 7 from three-point land. They had one block shot and 19 turnovers. And Axtell is now 22-1 on the season as they win the C25 District Championship 67-60 over Ravenna. In other C2 action tonight, Burwell defeats Hardington Cedar Catholic 61-52. In other action, Omaha Central pulls away in the second half to beat Kearney High 62-42. And Shadron is a winner over Minden tonight 42-34. We'll be back and wrap things up on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanless Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanless in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Wishing the area teams the best of luck at the state girls and boys basketball tournament. Girls this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Kennesaw, Silver Lake, Kearney High on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ravenna and Axtell both headed to the boys' state tournament. We remind you that tomorrow night it's Loop City and Overton from Gibbon High School. Our pregame at 6:50, and tip-off is set for 7 o'clock tomorrow as the Eagles take on the Red Raiders from Loup City. Also tonight, Burwell, a winner over Hardington Cedar Catholic by 11. Shadron, an 8-point winner over Minden. And Omaha Central beats Kearney High tonight, 62-42. For our producer, engineer, the good man in the studio, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us in the final score tonight, Axtell 67 and Ravenna 60. From the UNK Health and Sports Center, this is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.